So guys, before we start today's episode, I just wanted to let each of you know that we're running another She Innovates podcast competition. The lucky winner will have the opportunity to be featured on a full episode. So please check out my Instagram at @MishPKing for more details on how you can get the chance to be a featured guest on our show.
Those barriers are even unconscious. You know, within our financial institutions, government, when we think of an entrepreneur and someone who's successful and powerful, we don't envision a woman of color. And that inherent bias really creates critical hurdles for anyone who's not at that top of that pyramid of this hierarchy that this country has been based on.
Over the last decade, the number of businesses owned by women of color have increased by 322%. In spite of this growth, systemic barriers to fundraising continue to persist for women of color. I'm Michelle King, and you are listening to She Innovates. It's a show that shares the stories, challenges, and triumphs of women and men across innovation, technology, and entrepreneurship. On the podcast today, I have the pleasure of speaking with Michelle E. Banks, president of Essence Communications Incorporated, which is a media technology and e-commerce company dedicated to African-American women. On the show, Michelle and I will talk about the New Voices Fund, a $100 million fund that aims to fix the investment gap affecting women of color. Michelle will also share the economic impact of the initiative and her advice for women of color who face a unique set of challenges when trying to build a business. Hi, Michelle. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. I'm so excited to be speaking with you today. And, you know, I really just kind of want to jump right in and get you to maybe share with us a little bit of background on the New Voices Fund and how all of this got started.
Yes. Well, the New Voices Fund really is an outgrowth of the mission, the purpose of Richard Rudenis, founder of Sundial Brands, and this idea of giving back to community, having our businesses work for community as well, is really the genesis of the New Voices Foundation. And understanding that only, you know, 0.2% of women entrepreneurs of color currently receive venture capital funding. And the group is the fastest growing group of entrepreneurs. And so the fund is a terrific opportunity to really change the course of, you know, what's happening with women of color entrepreneurs who are innovative, ambitious, brilliant, with incredible business ideas, and now to have access to capital, but not only capital, but access to important networks and expertise, will show that this cohort can be a great, great cohort of entrepreneurs for the country. And I'm excited to see all the entrepreneurs thriving, you know, and know that so many more entrepreneurs of color will benefit from this fund.
It's such an incredible initiative. And I think for me, it's so important because it's addressing sort of specific challenges that women of color face. So I just wondered, you know, for our listeners, if you could maybe share, you know, what some of these challenges are and what some of the barriers are that women of color face specifically when it comes to raising capital.
There are many institutionalized issues that, you know, women of color face. I mean, this country for centuries has been built on a hierarchy of human value, of what success looks like, who should have power, and it permeates our world. And, you know, those barriers are even unconscious, you know, within our financial institutions, government. When we think of an entrepreneur and someone who's successful and powerful, we don't envision a woman of color. And that inherent bias really creates critical hurdles for anyone who's not at that top of that pyramid of this hierarchy that this country has been based on. So breaking down this hierarchy and creating a level playing field for everybody is what this fund is about. The next person who innovates the next generation of Facebook or YouTube can be a woman, can be a woman of color. And this fund puts a stake in the ground to say, we believe in this truth. It's a truth, and it's also a message to the business community that this is an area of opportunity. And to see successes resulting from this fund and this focus on networking and expertise so that the entrepreneurs can thrive will be a message to the world.
You know, I love that. And, you know, I think the impact of an initiative like this is not only on the financial side, right? There's sort of a broader impact. You know, could you share a bit more about that?
Absolutely. The impact here is profound. The entrepreneurs, the growth of small businesses, the number of employees who are hired by small businesses are really the economic engine for this country. And entrepreneurs of color, you know, women, hire other women, hire other people of color. That's more jobs, and it creates wealth and generational wealth. The need for women and entrepreneurs of color to be successful and a part of igniting our economic engine is life itself. It's critical to our communities, and we know that women also invest more in families and education and healthcare. So this impact, this effect is far-reaching, and it's one that is critical to the Essence brand and the mission of Fundial Brands. And I'm excited to look back 5 years from now at this moment with this fund and to be personally a part of it.
Yeah, and I mean, just on that, this work must be particularly meaningful for you, right? I mean, given all your work with Essence.
Oh, it is. Again, when you think about opportunity for everyone, you know, being inclusive, personally, and I know women in general, we see the fact that there's not equity in opportunity, in advancement in the workplace. You know, we've watched that in our families. And my dad was an entrepreneur. He owned a chain of dry cleaners in Miami, Florida. The main plant was right on Liberty City on Martin Luther King Boulevard. And for my dad, being an entrepreneur gave him freedom, gave us economic opportunity. And he believed that the business should stay right in the community in Liberty City. We lived in Liberty City. And so this fund takes me back to really the values in our family, the values that, you know, our father instilled in my brothers and myself. And so this, to me, is at the heart of who I am and believing that our communities matter, that entrepreneurs can be successful of any color. So this personally has great resonance for me and for the work that I've seen at Essence and seeing so many stories of women entrepreneurs who've had to close down their business because they couldn't get funding. I mean, these are stories that have been told in Essence for decades. So to see women receive real investment is very rewarding for me personally.
No, I think that's so great that you get to be engaged in work that you find really meaningful. So, Michelle, you know, what's your message to investors? What do you think they can start doing differently to kind of take action and start to recognize sort of the huge opportunity that is investing in women and women of color specifically?
I mean, this is a terrific opportunity for investors because it's undertapped. It's an undertapped pool of growth, of return on investment. This is an exciting time to be intentional about inclusion. And so those investors who, you know, want to be in early on the ground floor of a revolution, this is what, you know, I believe excites investors. So the hope is that, you know, with this $100 million fund, it brings attention and greater definition to the investment community and can see that more people are seeing the opportunity and there's an ability to network on solutions. Because sometimes what works for this community of entrepreneurs, for women and people of color, may be slightly different, but to have solutions about what's working and evidence is, I believe, important to the financial community. And, you know, there's a great opportunity here.
Yeah, I mean, I completely agree. And I'm just so thankful that, you know, you're investing in this and shedding light on such an important topic. So look, before we wrap up the show, I just wondered if you had a final message for our listeners, you know, particularly women of color who may be listening to the podcast and building their own business.
Yes. For women of color entrepreneurs, I mean, often we'll refer to, you know, this cohort of unicorns. You know, as the numbers grow, there's critical mass, and with this fund, opportunities to network, to work together, is also an important part of the fabric of this endeavor. And so the ability to establish community here, you know, we through our platform at Essence and the Fund, we are establishing community. And often it can feel very lonely. But with a community of women entrepreneurs together, we can be stronger, we can find solutions, we can develop expertise, we can combine our talents, you know, we can speak to the world with a louder voice. You know, we will have community here for our entrepreneurs, and that has been missing at scale, but we are creating it now with this fund, and that's inspiring. I believe for everyone, for all of us. And at Essence, you know, we're entrepreneurs too. And it's a privilege to be considered, you know, a part of this cohort and, you know, a part of what we know will be tremendous success and lead to even stronger communities and more opportunities.
Takeaway from the interview with Michelle is that investing in businesses run by women of color just makes good financial sense. Women-owned businesses that receive venture funding outperform their male peers by as much as 63%. This funding has a flow-on impact because women of color reinvest in their communities, supporting families, education, and healthcare. If investors want to be intentional about financial inclusion, fund businesses owned by women of color. Today on Fairy Godboss Insights, we are going to be talking about the importance of taking a diverse approach to diversity. Based on a report by McKinsey and leanin.org, women of color face more obstacles and a steeper path to leadership compared with white women. According to the study, women of color receive less support from managers who can advocate for opportunities on their behalf. In addition, research from the global organization Catalyst shows that in 2016, women of color made up just 3.8% of leadership positions in Fortune 500 companies. The challenges for women of color are different. When considering the needs of women, companies have to take what is known as an intersectional approach to gender equality by accounting for the wide range of experiences of inequality. This is the only way to develop solutions that actually meet the individual needs of women. Based on my work, I argue that this starts with listening to women, understanding the different ways that inequality shows up at work, and creating solutions to tackle this. This approach is a lot more work, but it's also a lot more effective. If you're interested to learn more, please check out fairygodboss.com. I really hope you all enjoyed today's podcast. If any of the topics covered resonate with you, or if our show has helped you in any way, please write a review on iTunes and let us know what you think. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I'll catch you guys again next week.
She Innovates is produced by Human Group Media, a company that inspires people to do good through the power of audio storytelling. This podcast is made possible by SAP NextGen, an innovation platform that enables everyone, from individuals, companies, partners, and universities, to connect and innovate with purpose. In doing so, SAP NextGen supports the achievement of the Sustainable Development Goals.